Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are
Jane Pratt
and Robin Quine. As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week is by Derek James, who continues his visits to different parts of Norwich. But first, here's information desk.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Gerald Williams, for your very generous donation that arrived in the post today. Thank you also for the enclosed message in which you say how much pleasure Mr. Williams gets from listening to the weekly recordings that we very much enjoy producing. Thank you, Mrs. Berry, for the envelope full of stamps that you kindly posted through our letterbox recently, and the lovely story about the time you spent in King Street with your grandfather. We are so glad to know that you also enjoy listening to the recordings. Another thank you goes out to all those who kindly sent us your used stamps that will be sent on to the NNAB in due course. Sorry, Mrs. Cynthia Holden, that you received three copies of last week's recording in three separate wallets, and Mrs. Bygrave, who received two memory sticks in hers. We don't know how this happened and hope that it doesn't in the future. Thank you, Mr. Ivan Mortimer, for your note regarding Sale of the Century with Nicholas Parsons in 1982. We have pinned it to our notice board so that our volunteers can read it. We would appreciate any suggestions of headlines to be painted onto our go-go hair to celebrate Chatterbox's 40th anniversary this year. If you have a suggestion, such as Canaries in the Premier League, then please do call the office and leave your name and the headline. 01603 765 365. We would like as many of our listeners to become involved as possible, so feel free to contribute your headline.
On Thursday, the 25th of January, the NNAB are holding a coffee morning at the George in Dereham, to give visually impaired people the chance to mix with others living with sight loss in Dereham and the surrounding areas. These coffee mornings will then be held on the fourth Thursday of the month, starting at 10:30. The price is £2 to include coffee, tea and biscuits, and community workers will be there to offer help and advice if necessary. For further information, please contact either Jane or Tracy on 01603 629 558.
Get your tax right. Did you know that the RNIB has a tax advice service? The RNIB has a team of friendly advisers with a direct line to specialist teams in Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, HMRC, to ensure customers with sight loss get help and advice with issues relating to income tax, tax credits, VAT relief, and other HMRC issues. The RNIB can check if you are eligible for extra tax allowances that can reduce your tax bill or be transferred to reduce your spouse's income tax, and they can help you to claim these easily over the phone. For example, the blind person's allowance and the marriage allowance. These extra tax allowances are not paid automatically, so make sure you claim them to ensure you're not being overtaxed. Perhaps you need help with completing a tax form or to register as self-employed. You may want to find out if you're eligible for tax credits. Inform HMRC about a change in your circumstances, check your tax code, or get correspondence from HMRC in an alternative format. Whatever your tax inquiry, the RNIB's tax team can assist you. They help thousands of blind and partially sighted people every year to get their tax right. It is a completely free and confidential service. Please phone RNIB on 0345 330 4897. They are ready to take your call Monday to Friday from 8:45 in the morning to 5 in the evening. Or email tax@rnib.org.uk. And now, on with the local news.